This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey there, live from Jump Television Studios. Big Biz Show is on the air. Great to have you along. We've been talking to our TV audience. Now we pick up our radio audience nationwide, coast to coast, and internationally. Wow. Between Biz Talk Radio Network and iHeartRadio across the country. And then, of course, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Great to have you along there. Curtis Medovich, our floor director, floor cameraman, our keeper of keys. Very gently moving the camera across the
and wow. Coffee maker. He does the coffee, and the coffee finally, today is great.
I heard, yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Very excited today because we have in studio today.
What?
So Russ has been going on this... I don't know what you even call it. Is it like an intermittent fasting diet?
I'll go where. Yeah.
So where you go, like you do...
Anywhere I am.
You do yoga once a week, so you wouldn't want to overdo it. Is that the only exercise you do, by the way? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So once a week.
I lift heavy stuff around the house.
Like, for example.
Like a bar stool, they're heavy. You got to pick it up, pull it back. Then
you got to put... Oh.
Then you got to scooch it up.
So you have the bar stools. Easy. You're right there?
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Let's continue.
So, but then you're on this thing where you eat an egg white
all egg whites and avocado for one day. All as much as you want, too.
Well, why that?
I don't know.
Well, you can eat.
I never question what works.
Well, Alyssa Parker is going to be. She's an author, a sports nutrition specialist.
She'll know.
A fitness coach.
There you go.
She's also an ex-pro figure competitor.
What does that mean?
I think she used to model on stage with muscles. I'm 90% sure.
I'm going to Google that.
She's a...
Oh, my God, look at her.
That's her. She's coming in studio today.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is, isn't she? She's also married. Easy.
That's okay. You can still say that about
women. All right.
Women can't.
Anyway, so she's talking, so she can answer your questions about this. Because we're going into summer.
It's supposed to be, yes.
And, you know...
I want my bathing suit body.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. I tell you what, you come over do yoga just once with me, and I'll do that. I'll ride a bike as far as you can go.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Electric bike.
So anyway, she'll be with us. Hey, in the meantime, though, we've been sort of dipping our toe into talking about the mining business here. And, you know, this show's been on the air on radio for 22 years. It's been on TV for the last 13 years. And we've kind of gone through cycles where we talk about different industries. We haven't visited mining for a while, so we wanted to talk to some mining folks. And, of course, you, the viewer nationwide here in the U.S., has been sending us emails about who we should talk to. And we got an email about a company whose CEO and director is Justin Reed. I hope I'm saying this correctly because I was on their website this morning, but I think it's Troilus.
Who?
T-R-O-I-L-U-S. Troilus. I believe I'm saying that accurately. They are a mining company. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol CHXMF here in the U.S.
Oh, my God. Look at
and
that.
And in Toronto. Isn't that just the coolest website ever?
Yeah,
and you
is.
Should take a look at what they're doing there. Anyway, he is a geologist. He is a capital markets executive. He's got experience in both investing as well as the geology market. But I thought, you know what? Let's have a chat with this guy and find out why are we not spending more time concentrating on gold when the economy, when the markets are so, you know, entrenched in fear and greed, right?
I'd like to get that app. walk over.
Justin,
bunch.
How are you, sir? Great to have you in.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, so look, I gold went out of fashion for a while. I mean, let's face it. You guys were the hedge against inflation for many years. You heard the commercials. Gold's is going to 5,000. All of a sudden, we spent a couple of years. It was sort of out of. I can't say any other word than fashion. And now I think people have come to their senses and realize a well-rounded portfolio is going to include some precious metals. Talk to us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks, guys, first of all, for having us on. Troilus is a pretty new company. Not a lot of investors have heard about us. We're listed on the TSX on the big board as well. Troilus Gold is a new name for an old story, I guess, the way you have it. Inmet Mining between 96 and 2010 produced over 2 million ounces of gold at this deposit. And then after a hostile takeover by First Quantum Minerals, They divested from Canada, left to Central America, and basically put the mine on care and maintenance. It sat quiet during the times you just spoke about, when nobody really cared about the gold market too much. Our team came in. We bought the asset privately. We've invested about $30 million into the asset, and we've taken it from 2 million ounces to over 5 million ounces. And we have one of the largest drilling programs in Canada going right now.
Oh, look at that.
To put that in perspective for you, we're located just north of the Abitibi, which for the generalist investor is one of the largest gold producing regions in the world, over 250 million ounces of gold produced there. So we've inherited a site, an infrastructure, and a resource that we're expanding.
So here's my question for you. Let's talk about and you guys look at you guys are redefining the gold model. You're putting this. If you go to the website there, it's very interesting. Can you tell me why you suppose gold's value intrinsically as an investment vehicle hasn't changed? I mean, obviously the number goes up and down. Why do you think it went out of favor for a little while, in your opinion?
I mean, it's a hedge, right? At the end of the day, it's a currency hedge. It's a volatility hedge, and we're looking at inflation. And what we've seen over the last 3.5 years, and you guys know as well as anybody else because you talk about it every day, U.S. economy is strong. Mm-hmm. The U.S. dollar has shown us massive strengthening. And the question is whether you believe in real inflation or not. I don't see the cost of food going down. I don't see the cost of rent going down. And I don't see the middle class American or Canadian really able to get too much ahead than they already are.
Yeah.
So as we see more and more volatility coming in globally and politically, I think you're going to see a little bit of easing to the U.S. dollar strength. And I think we're seeing a migration now back to, you know, a gold-backed economy, or certainly a gold-backed hedge.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you like to see, though, people try to keep, you know, their cooler heads in place and understanding? Look at, imagine if you had kept gold in your portfolio kind of steady. I mean, it's like the stock market. If you missed the last 10 up days, the biggest up days over the last 10 years, if you were out of the market because you got out on the biggest loss days, your return on investment, if you're not at risk, is like a 6% over the last 11 years versus keeping your money in is like a 15%. Same goes with gold. Mm-hmm. Had you just sort of kept your allocation there, it makes more sense. I, for one, think you guys are creating a different model to maybe make people think differently about that, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've missed, if you haven't been in gold in the last 4.5 months, you've lost 20% or you've missed 20%. And is gold going to go $5,000? I hope so. That would be the best thing
right?
for us. But, we're at $1,350 now U.S. We were at $1,240 4 months ago.
Yeah, every new high is higher than the previous high. We're actually trending, and that's a big piece. Of this. Boy, I want you to come back on with us, man. You're obviously one of the guys that can talk about top down to the Johnny Lunch bucket as well as the sophisticated investor. Justin Reed's his name, Troilus Gold Corp. But you can go to troilusgold.com, TROILUS. I'll put it on our website. How about that?
I'll put it in my mouth. Get a little Wayne action going up front.
You know, mm-hmm. You're doing a Troilus grill.
Right up there.
All right. We got news about your money coming up and the numbers. It's the Big Biz Show with Rusty and Sully.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wait a second,
stand by,
man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Whoa!
Okay, so here's the deal. So when you look at something like that, you start thinking in terms of...
Who?
You start looking at gold like that. You start thinking in terms of one thing, and that's the fact you have to look at investing. You know, if you look at... One thing that you can't play with when you're dealing with gold as an investment is fear and greed, which is what the markets are driven by.
Got
right?
the memo.
I mean, look, I can tell you what a stock will do 60% of the time. I can tell
and
you
I can tell you the other 40%, which is why we're teamed up.
That's right.
We're 102% right.
Honestly, if you think in terms of how this fear and greed works, and you look at it, I mean, let's look at a chart of the Dow. Jared Coleman's our assistant director. Throw up a chart of the Dow, and I can tell you exactly, with a very good degree of certainty, what's going to happen based upon what it's done in the past and what people's emotions are.
Like within
do.
How? A day?
2 weeks? I can tell you within a day what's going to happen.
Wow.
Sure. Look at this. Okay, so what you're looking at there is a point and figure chart of the Dow Jones. And the blue line, the very thin blue line here, is a 10-day moving average, which obviously is going down.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
The red line, 50-day moving average, is going sideways. Okay. So that red line is a long-term moving average, and the blue line is a short-term moving average. The short-term moving average shows the Dow is dropping, and each low is lower than the previous low. But we bounced back to what we call resistance and support. So where we are right now, you saw us in April, you saw us in December, you saw us in November, you saw us in October. All right? And that's and this is all based upon the fact where people's emotions get involved in this thing.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, if you can take your emotions out of it,
please do.
You're going to make more money. But with gold, you, there is no emotion.
God, well, you don't have to yell.
Well,
it's getting emotional.
All right. I'll tell you more about this. We'll visit the actual numbers. No. We'll get more of this stuff.
I'm
all
ready.
Right. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Rusty, selling.
Huh? God.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show's on the air in 110 million television homes across this fine country every day. You know, we're also on the radio. Yeah, we're both. We're TV and radio. American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Good to have you along today. Sully here, Rusty Nails there.
Howdy.
Thanks again to James Herson. I didn't know we were losing James, so James had to run. I think
busy man.
Well, he's a law professor. He's an author. He's an attorney. He argues in front of the Supreme Court. You know, it's interesting. When we start talking about a category on the air, and this has happened to us for the last 20 years that we've been on radio, the last, I don't know, 12 or so we've been on television.
Yeah.
When we start talking about a category, like when we talked about cybersecurity or we talked about cannabis or we talked about almost anything, the viewers start sending us emails about other companies.
I know a place.
That's
exactly what happens.
So what happens, we talked about mining a few weeks ago, and suddenly we started getting some emails. So Greg Todoroff, one of our producers, drilled down and found a really cool company called Riverside Resources. And Riverside Resources is a really interesting company on a top-down basis that if you want to understand how mining is done,
right?
We got the right guy, John Mark Stoudy. Am I saying it Stoudy? Is that right?
Like
Stoudy?
Stoudy. Yeah.
Stoudy, like Audi.
Like
John Mark Stoudy is the president and CEO of a company called Riverside Resources. They are publicly traded, by the way, here in the States under the stock symbol RVSDF. RVSDF. I'll put that up on our website, bigbizshow.com. But he joins us here via Skype. Great to have you along, sir.
And you. You got to figure Riverside is a good place to look.
Yeah. Next. So so can you talk to, because you guys have something called a prospector. No, wait. Let me. I memorize this. Prospect generator business model. Talk about that a little bit.
Exactly. Well, we actually generate new projects in the mining space. We find them, we develop them, and then we have partners. So we partner with some of the largest mining companies, and us, we're able to use our technology and our ideas to do that. So it's a win-win new approach to mineral exploration.
So talk about, you know, gold has gone out of favor the last couple of years, and suddenly, since we wiped $1 trillion off the table in market value, gold is suddenly popular again, as is silver and all their precious metals. Talk about sort of that story, the arc of that story for mining, where you know, it's always there. Yeah. Yet sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not. Yet you guys are resilient and continue to you know, execute that business engine along the way. Talk a little bit about the market as a whole, would you?
Exactly. Well, the challenge with the market is it goes up and down so much, whether it's due to politics or whether it's due to things that are happening in the world economy or actually just with finance. So right now what we see is that with so much money getting wiped off the table, people are coming back to gold. Also, the ratio with gold and petroleum and other things like that. So what we see is that gold goes up and down, the other commodity as well. So we've created a business model that tries to take advantage of the lows to acquire things. And then when it's high, we're actually able to sell them. By doing that, we've been able to survive for a long time. But definitely the markets go up and down quite a bit for gold. And we think it's making a nice turn to the upside now.
So are you guys involved in, because I think one of the new business models in mining is M&A. Is looking for properties and other organizations in an attempt to go back to the old vertical integration model of the mid-90s. Are you involved in the M&A stuff? Because that seems to be a pretty smart play for the mining business.
It really is, and actually we are. We're the engine. We're like the nurtured generative group for that. So we find, put together, and then we sell into that M&A consolidation. So we saw Newmont and Goldcorp putting things together. We've seen Barrick taking over and doing big deals. So those are the type of things that we see. So basically we are filling that gap, filling that pipeline of the acquisitional products that go into that. Exactly right, right on track, and that's what Riverside is.
Is gold getting easier to find? I mean, is there an app for it yet? Can I just walk out and go, wow, there's a big gold ball right here underneath me?
Yeah, because that's a great question.
You know, with sonograms.
Well, they have that aerial spectral photography thing for a while that I don't know if that went anywhere. Yeah, is it easier on you now, or are you just still out there and smell, you know, get that divining rod.
I hear there's a shih tzu that can smell gold.
Yeah, I heard
that.
How do you do it? Yeah, how's it done these days?
You know, it's interesting. We do use a lot of technologies. We're not using shih tzus right now, but we are using some new innovative technologies. But it's become much more difficult for three reasons. One of the things is more people. People don't want mining in your backyard. Secondly, we really have to do it environmentally sensitive, so we work in key areas. And the third is the permitting time it takes is a lot longer. So it's not getting easier. So we see that definitely a squeeze on the supply, a really good chance for actually the price to go up. And we work in areas that we can develop them, but it's not getting easier. And the policies of everything are making it more difficult, although we see a good chance to make things happen in the future.
And by the way, his name is Dr. Stouty, by the way.
Wow.
He has a PhD in geology. Am I accurate about that? I did a little diligence on you.
Researched well, but
listen.
Trying to put that on the card.
So when you are a doctor of geology.
That's cool.
And you say, I'm going to create a publicly traded company that is going into the gold mining business.
Right.
Did people scoff in the beginning? Did people, when you moved your career into exploration, was that obviously a lifelong dream, I'm assuming, but was there scoffing going on?
Laughing on the back nine?
Or did you give them that look, well, I know what you don't know, and this is going to be successful?
Well, Sully, it's pretty funny because you're right. Usually you don't go so technical into it, but it's turned out really good for us. And I think also because I'd had the chance to work in big mining companies, I saw some of the challenges they face. So creating this model fits for having deep technical knowledge and confidence, have the competence to develop the project. So it fits really well, but definitely it's real different than being out there breaking all the rocks, now being the CEO of the company. But yeah, it's played really well for the...
Hey, stay right there. I'm going to keep you over, John. John Mark Stouty is the president and CEO of a company called Riverside Resources. Oh, by the way, if you want more information, you can go to rivres.com. It's a fantastic website.
He is a major miner.
He is a major miner. We're going to talk about some of the stuff and this prospect generator business model. Best way for investors to get exposure into mining. He's going to talk about that as well. Big Biz Show. Stand by. We're coming back.
Can you dig it?
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, the Big Biz Show is on the air. Come on out. We are nationwide, coast to coast. Everywhere. Great to have you along today. We're speaking to John Mark Stouty, the president and CEO of a company called Riverside Resources.
Nowhere near Riverside, California.
Master of Science from Harvard.
Doctor. Dr. Dirt, we call him.
Dr. Dirt!
Wow!
Come on! You can't teach that, huh? That's why the Emmys keep flying in.
Baby.
Baby. Dr. Dirt. RivRes.com, R-I-V-R-E-S.com. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol RVSDF. I'm going to have him back. I get the impression that we're going to be talking to him for a while. He's smart. He's still with us, by the way. Okay. Can you, first of all, we never asked you. So where are you guys based out of? I know you trade on the Toronto Stock or Toronto Venture Exchange as well as the U.S. stock exchanges. But talk about, you know, where your properties are and so on and so forth.
You bet. Well, we're based in Vancouver, Canada. And the reason we're based in Vancouver, it fits well with prospect generation, and particularly with mineral exploration. It's kind of the Silicon Valley, the center where most mineral companies can form. They fit very well with the Toronto Venture Stock Exchange, which has the right policies that allow for companies like ours to be listed and provide capital with good, clear, clean disclosure. And then our properties are in Mexico. The reason we work in Mexico is it's a fast, very low cost to develop projects. And you can do a lot of generation for mergers, acquisitions, can provide good discoveries.
How difficult is it dealing with, you know, you've got the U.S., you've got Canada and Mexico, all part and parcel doing a ton of commerce in this mega region. How difficult do you need to have boots on the ground there, or can you run it from up there? How difficult is it really to do that kind of work?
You know, it's really based with people on the ground. So we have an office in Hermosillo, Mexico. Myself, I've been working in Mexico for 30 years. My father was born in Mexico City. So we've actually worked in Mexico quite a bit. All boots on the ground. It's so important to do that. The second thing you have to do is actually by using local people, they can get along, work, keep you out of trouble. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about your business model, because there's gold and silver assets. And I heard sometime ago that every gold miner is also a silver miner or vice versa. Talk about what you guys are actually exploring and what the optimal situation is for you guys as a company.
You know, that's exactly right. And what this, Mexico has produced, been the leading world producer for silver for over 500 years. And often when you do produce silver, you produce gold. Also in Mexico, there's a large gold belt where I started working and did my PhD doctorate on the study of these gold deposits. So we know these gold deposits make for big mines. And so gold and silver in Mexico is very good. And you're so right, we need it in North America. It fits really well with bringing it into the US and into Canada. And it allows for the capital of New York and of the United States to be deployed in a safe, rapid way, getting back the product. It's a really good business model.
How much gold Schlager is in a gallon of that? I mean, how long?
That's not the same.
Just trying to relate.
Can I ask you about this prospect generator business model that you have here? Because this makes it easy access for Johnny Lunchbucket, who knows nothing about mining, to get involved. Talk a little bit about that.
It really does. What it does is it provides a diversification of multiple different commodities. So Riverside acquires the properties, and then we have partners to de-risk it, and we provide all the operational and work. It's kind of like real estate. If you had a whole bunch of houses or real estate properties, Riverside acquires those, puts them together, and then operates as the prospect managers and finds investors to develop the individual projects into mines. So we develop mines, and Riverside keeps a royalty. So we generate royalties. So as an investor, you're exposed to royalties, you're exposed to multiple different commodities. So when the commodity markets go up and down, Riverside can be more stable.
Yeah.
And when something hits, we're ready for it.
It's a team effort.
Sure.
What I'm thinking.
So where do you guys plan on being? You know, we don't talk about numbers and we don't talk about share price here on the show, but as far as a company, as far as exploration goes, what are you guys looking at for the next 12 to 18 months versus the next 5 years?
Yeah, you know, for the next 12 to 18 months, we see drilling. And what drilling does is it de-risks a project, and having partners do that is the way you get the good upside with limiting the downside. So that's a great way to do it. And also, in the next 12 to 18 months, we see partnered our major company, BHP, which is a mega big mining company. They're funding our work for copper. So then in 5 years, we definitely see the projects moving ahead towards operations, us having royalty cash flow out of it, and in 5 years, having additional resource assets in the company. And again, having partners like BHP doing that is a really great way for investors to see that, wow, here's a company that's got the world's largest mining companies partnering with them to develop resources in Mexico.
The other thing I want to talk to you about before I let you out of here today is,
Dr. Dirt, is
gold. You know, gold itself, as I said, went out of fashion for a while. I mean, if you look at where gold's trading today, gold's presently is at about $1,330 an ounce. You know, there were times when, you know, when you hear the commercials where gold's going to go to $5,000 and it was staring down the barrel of $1,500 for a while there. Look, it's always going to be that hedge against inflation. But boy, in these tumultuous times, it's probably time to take a look at gold again. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And one of the things we don't appreciate is that the rest of the world's been collecting the gold that we've been producing.
Yeah.
Fort Knox and other places have actually gotten rid of the gold they have. The gold reserves have been used as a monetary basis, not to be just linked to gold price, but part of having a secure currency. And the second thing that we definitely see is that gold is harder to find, and you see that monetary uncertainty and other things, people have always found gold as a way to hold that value, whether it's through wars or whether it's through just over time, that the royalty, they always wanted to have the gold because it gave one part of value, and it was a way to pass value. So we see that it's definitely going up in value, and China, India, Russia are all collecting the gold. So definitely here in the United States, we want to make sure we have our own gold resources. We're able to have that strength too.
Never been worth nothing.
No, I'll tell you.
Right?
John Mark, will you come back with us again? It was fantastic. Really fascinating talking to you. I think it'd be great to have you back. And John Mark Stouty, President and CEO of Riverside Resources.
You know, what's funny is when you said we're going to have a gold digger on today, I put on cologne.
Everybody.
But wasn't going to.
Rivrez.com. All right. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. We're back in a sec.
A second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Whoa! Ooh.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com.
Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show is on the air. Great to have you along. From gold to Alzheimer's, we'll be talking to Dr. Elliot Goldstein here in just a second from Promise Neurosciences. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your
new rock
for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Rusty.
Look, there's gold.
There is gold, isn't there? I did actually, it sparkled when you did that.
Vein action is what I'm saying. Like the back of my leg.
Right, at Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks coffee. With a bigger, dare I say,
Boulder
flavor. Boulder. Bloomin' Brands, their fine family of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Fleming's Steakhouse.
Remember the one near the gold mine in...
Oh, I do.
Is it Boulder, Colorado?
Little Rock.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, friends. Coming up, Elliot Goldstein on The Big Biz Show. Russ and Sully, we're back in just 1 second.
Remember throwing rocks at friends?
Born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along today, nationwide, coast to coast.
Just called me a name.
Well, I just say you have confirmation bias.
Oh, God. How do I get rid of that?
Well, let me tell you what. Let me tell you why we were talking about this. Because my 90-year-old father, as many of you know, has had some issues lately.
Okay.
And I will tell you, life changes. You know, life is changing when your elderly parents start asking you about CBD and the benefits of cannabinoids.
Yeah. And they borrow your bong. That's another sign.
No. Well... There is a very messy state of the industry here in the States with respect to cannabis.
I hate you.
Well, the reason why is because you have states that have legalized cannabis without an infrastructure, California being one of them.
Some for recreational, some for recreational, right, and medicinal.
There is no child packaging. There is no, we sort of jumped the shark here a little bit. And the FDA had its first ever hearing. It was Friday's hearing,
right.
Okay, with 100 people in front of the Food and Drug Administration, mostly proponents, researchers, health professionals, advocates, manufacturers, talking about what's good. And they started conflicting each other so much, they weren't arguing, that it's like, wait a second.
You just said it was good for eyesight. You just said it was good for what is it good for?
Okay. And look, the World Health Organization has said that CBD is safe and not addictive.
Yeah.
Although... most of the experts say there's not enough data yet to understand it. So the FDA said, look, you know, the primary concern, America's primary concern is pricing over safety. So these manufacturers are arguing about pricing versus arguing about safety.
Right.
And the FDA's concern is about safety.
It's safe. You move along.
Yeah, so
that's cheaper.
And that's confirmation bias.
All right. Who else is on
the
show?
But the reason, every cannabis stock out there is getting hammered today as a result of that.
And I said, what a great time to buy in.
Not necessarily. Because it's just because something's cheap doesn't mean it's not going to get cheaper, number one. And number two, what if the whole thing turns out to be, hey, this is worse than whatever. It's doing nothing. It's like oat bran.
Right.
The oat bran thing? I'll tell you what's not oat brand is my good friend Dr. Elliot Goldstein. He's the CEO of Promise Neurosciences. The more I follow this company, the more I realize these guys have something really cool going on here. They have identified what they call a novel antibody for Alzheimer's disease.
Nice.
And this is it's fascinating because, you know, it's having elderly parents. I mean, we all have parents, but they are attacking this disease, and this is the only top 10 cause of death that doesn't have a treatment. Dr. Goldstein, how did I do there? Did I set that up perfectly or what?
Very well done, Sully. Pleasure to speak with you today.
Great to talk to you, too. Talk about this public health issue once again for people who haven't seen you, because we picked up a couple of new affiliates. Talk about the public health issue that is Alzheimer's.
Yeah, a couple of key facts. More individuals die from Alzheimer's disease than breast cancer and prostate cancer together. It's a sixth leading cause of death in the United States or in Western countries. And as you pointed out, it's the only chronic disease for which there's no underlying root cause therapy, although many of us are working on that, and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
I always think of Alzheimer's as more of a mental thing than something that could physically disable you.
Well, the mental faculties is caused by a very physical reaction in the brain. Why don't you take that one, Dr. Goldstein?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's disease, like many so-called neurodegenerative diseases, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, there's many others as well, is due to the death of neurons, brain cells, progressive dying of neurons in different parts of the brain. What we've learned recently from many years of failed clinical trials and outstanding clinical science is that there are proteins, normal proteins in the brain, two in the case of Alzheimer's disease, that have a tendency to misfold. They clump up and misfold, and when they do this, they become toxic, they kill neurons, and they act like seeds corrupting normal protein in the vicinity. So these two proteins are amyloid, not amyloid plaque. We've learned that plaque is not toxic. It's a normal form of the protein. Something called amyloid oligomer. It's a little clump of 2, 4, 10, 12 strands of amyloid that's misfolded, kills neurons and propagates the killing throughout the brain. We recently announced last week that we've also identified antibodies that are highly selective for the toxic misfolded form of another protein called tau, T-A-U. This protein's essential for neuronal function. It resides inside the neurons. So it's very important to have therapies like we're developing that are highly selective only for the toxic form of these proteins. Only the toxic form of amyloid beta, our lead product there is PMN310, it's close to going into clinical trials. And now, as we announced last week, we've identified selective antibodies for the toxic form of tau. So two quick points. Why do you have to be selective? Why not just knock out all forms of the protein? Keep it easy, keep it simple.
Yeah, boom.
Well, yeah, right?
Right.
Blow up the whole neighborhood while you're at it.
I mean,
well, the challenge with that is that not only do you knock out the toxic forms, potentially, but knocking out the normal forms can cause serious side effects and serious damage. So you want to stay away from that. Secondly, and very importantly, the toxic forms are present in very small concentrations compared to the normal forms. So if your product attacks all forms, normal and toxic, you're going to be wasting most of your therapeutic ammunition on the wrong target.
On the good stuff, potentially, right?
Exactly. So you want to be selective for the bad guys.
Okay, here's my question for you. So you guys have 40-plus patents for this novel way of making drugs that work on the targeted drugs. Talk about medical patents for us for a second, and talk about the benefit of that for you guys as a corporation. Promise Neurosciences, by the way, is the name of the company, and Dr. Elliot Goldstein is the CEO and president of the company. By the way, they're publicly traded under the stock symbol ARFXF. ARFXF is the stock symbol. I have it up on our website, and I tweet it out to our listeners when we have Dr. Goldstein on the air. Talk about the patent side of this one. This is interesting.
Yeah. So, I've worked in big pharma for about 18 years, and then the last 20 years or so in smaller entrepreneurial settings. In big pharma, there's a really simple saying. You got to own it. If you don't own it, there's no value. So that's your intellectual property, your patents. And you got to be able to make it to high quality and cost effectively. That's your manufacturing. Everything in between is a lot of good science and difficult development. So the way the patents work is that it has to be a novel idea that's not obvious, that hasn't been presented or discussed elsewhere before. And when your patent is submitted, if it's accepted in various territories, generally have about 20 years of protection. So if you put your patents out 4 or 5 years into the development cycle, you may have about 10 years of patent protection.
The clock starts sometimes before you want it to start. Listen, we're out of time today. I want to have you back potentially later in the week. There's so much to talk about here, and we haven't had a chance to talk to him in the last week or so. So we're going to probably do a double dip with Dr. Goldstein.
That's a good one.
Name of the company, Promise Neurosciences.
Uh-oh.
ARFXF is the stock symbol, and you can go to promiseneurosciences.com. Check them out. All right. That does it for us today. Chris Janikas, our director. Jared Coleman, our assistant director. Curtis Matovich, our floor director. Our floor producer. Our floor.
He's our floor dancer. He sells carpet.
RussisFunny.com because...
$1,000.